it's for 1,200 bar. Great American 4, it's February 12th, about 1,400 GMT. And we are at 26 degrees 30 minutes north, 38 degrees 14 minutes west, which puts us just about 1,200 miles west of West Africa and the Sahara Desert. And we've made sail changes this morning going from the first reef and the Solent that we had up last night to full mainsail in the Genoa, and putting away some other sails. Had some work on the foredeck, and noticed that within one of the swivel blocks for the Genoa that we hoisted, the big upwind sail, there was, it looked like, a little bit of dirt, and this reminded me of the condition called the Harmattan condition, which is the dust from the Sahara Desert has been blown offshore. And we've seen this on previous voyages coming back up the Atlantic, where the first voyage, San Francisco to Boston, back in 93, we got it all the way to 2,000 miles from this edge of the Sahara Desert. We were getting this thin film of dust on the windward side of everything on the boat. And so seeing this up in the swivel halyard lock, it's just this thin film of reddish-brownish dust and dirt almost, and that's got to be the Harmattan condition. We see it on the, we have a cable up. We use to stabilize the mast if the Genoa isn't up from the bow to the top of the mast, and that's a white-covered cable. And the whole white covering was slightly brownish, just a very light tint of brown, and you can see the dirt in the seams of the cloth that covers that cable. So pretty interesting phenomenon. 1,200, and just looking right now, we are, let's see, we are from the Western Sahara. We are now 1,280 miles. And just about west of the Canary Islands as well. We're about 1,250 miles west of the Canary Islands. So that's an interesting phenomenon. One of the things that's fun at sea to have these odd oddities occur. Hopefully not too much of it got into the fine gears of the winches. A couple of winches sounded pretty dry today when I was grinding them up. And hopefully they'll be okay in there. So anyway, we're very light winds. We seem to have a knack. I'm sure all shippers feel the same way of finding the no-wind zones. We're absolutely in the dead center of a high-pressure system, and sailing into it to then be able to jive and sail out of it in a better angle and far side, or the northwest side is the plan. And then get to some stronger winds hopefully later today. We shall see. We're making about 5 knots of wind right now, 4 to 5 knots of wind, and we're making about 4 to 5 knots in a northeasterly direction, which is not really where we want to go. We want to head north, but we've got to go northeast to get the full wind shift within this high-pressure system, and then we'll be able to drive and come out with a more favorable angle. So that's the plan. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Good American 4, off and clear.